There is always another story or another side to it, a unique angle, a unique viewpoint, a unique insight. This is Chai FM. For Chai FM, I'm Michael McKenna. Let's begin with news from Germany, where anti-Semitic activity is increasing alarmingly in Berlin. This is according to latest observations from law enforcement agencies there. Latest reports from the Attorney General's office reveal 328 anti-Semitism-related cases in the first half of 2022, and the number of cases has continued to increase over the last few years. Anti-Semitism officer at the Attorney General's office, Florian Hengst, pointed out that, whilst noting an increase of anti-Semitism in the city's society, what is concerning is that many such crimes are not reported on the basis that victims believe that anti-Semitism is not taken seriously or for fear of victimization. Hengst has assured the Jewish community that authorities stand ready to vigorously deal with and prosecute those perpetrating anti-Semitism. Moving across the Atlantic now to the United States, where anti-Semitism continues to haunt educational institutions around the country. This time the focus is on the University of Akron, Ohio, where an investigation has been launched into insulting Instagram posts by a student who threatened Jews. Well, Mahmoud Habayi, who sent an Instagram message to a Jewish woman in Florida last month, was quoted as saying, "I want to kill the Zionists who killed my people for 75 years," unquote. And an audio clip saying, quote, "I'm going to kill the horrible people you call Zionists," unquote. The head of the Stop Anti-Semitism advocacy organization, Liora Rej, brought these activities to the attention of law enforcement and has called on the university to take threats against Jewish students more seriously, insisting that such students should be removed from campus immediately. She added that her organization has not yet received a reply from the university over their concerns. Technology giant Microsoft will be leveraging off Israeli technology after acquiring Pier 5, an Israeli streaming firm specializing in high-tech developments involving high-quality video streaming in large-scale live broadcasts. Microsoft Israel said in a statement that Pier 5's tech will assist in significantly improving the quality of video streaming during large-scale live broadcasts without overloading networks, and will also provide organizations a platform to stream for millions of users, such as company-wide training programs or community events. Separately, Microsoft plans to increase its presence in Israel with 5 additional sites by 2025. Well, still focusing on Israeli innovation, and a research team from Tel Aviv University Tau has discovered two antibodies, designated Tau-1109 and Tau-2310, which can neutralize COVID-19 to an extent that additional vaccinations may soon be unnecessary. According to lead researcher Dr. Natalia Frode of Tau's School of Medicine, the antibodies work against all COVID variants in hopes that this will prevent booster doses from being provided in anticipation of new variants. Well, latest reports suggest that following extensive testing conducted by the team of the Tel Aviv University School of Medicine, the antibodies were sent to be tested against live strains of the virus in laboratories in the University of California and against pseudostrains in Bar-Ilan University labs, and both achieved the same successful outcomes which Tel Aviv University accomplished. And finally, the International Fellowship of Christians and Jews, the IFCJ, recently hosted Israeli senior citizens for a special celebration known as the With Dignity and Fellowship Program. Well, the event focused on the elderly who lack support and to assist them as they age, such as with weekly food deliveries, medical supplies, and more for the remainder of their years. The president of the IFCJ, Yael Eckstein, says that the IFCJ supports 56,000 elderly members of Israeli society through multiple programs in locations throughout the country, 18,000 of which are part of the With Dignity and Fellowship program. She pledged the organization's continued support, promising to honor and respect their contribution to society and never to abandon them. With Dignity and Fellowship is a program of the IFCJ helping more than 18,000 Israelis over the age of 80, including 8,000 Holocaust survivors, and a wide variety of social and practical services in 54 municipalities throughout Israel. For Chai FM, I'm Michael McKenna. This Chai FM Global Update is a daily newscast focusing on Jewish news from the diaspora. It's free for you to listen to on chaifm.com, and if you subscribe, We will email it to you daily.